Hello and welcome to this screencast on C Sharp 4 new features named parameters.
So I talked about optional parameters in a different screencast and how we could specify in our method signatures that particular parameters were not required. The end result is you can end up with, I don't know, a method signature, something like this. Let's say we have double D string E, and we'll set that to hello. And perhaps I want to call this method and set the value of E, but I don't want to set the value of any of the other optional parameters. This is where named parameters come in. So I can, instead of passing all the parameters, I need to pass the first parameter there as that is required, but instead of passing B, C, and D, I can simply specify the name of the parameter I want to set, in this case E, followed by a colon, followed by the value I want to set it to, something along those lines. So we've now got a method call that specifies pass 1 for the first parameter and pass hello Mike for the value of the parameter E. So if we, let's set a breakpoint in here, and if we run this now, so we'll hit that breakpoint initially from the first call, so you'd expect E just to be hello, which it is, and from the second call the same thing, but on our third call here we should see that B is its default value, C is its default value, and D is its default value, but the value of E has been set to that value that we passed in our method call here. And that's how we use named parameters in conjunction with optional parameters to allow us to set specific parameters in our method call without having to provide a value for every optional parameter in the signature. Now, optional and named parameters are a convenience in themselves, but they really come into their own when used in conjunction with certain APIs that make extensive use of optional and default parameters, such as COM APIs like the Office Automation APIs. So here I've simply brought in, added a reference to the Microsoft Office Interop Word assembly and brought in that namespace. And what I'm doing is I'm creating an instance of our Word application, setting its visibility to true. And then just here, what I'm doing is I'm adding a document into the documents collection of that Word application. So this method call here will add in a document for me. You'll see that I have to explicitly pass a set of parameters. That's a restriction in C Sharp today because we don't have that support for optional parameters and default values. So instead, we pass in this special missing value, the system.reflection missing value, and that indicates that we want to use the default value for that parameter. But we have to pass that explicitly for each of our parameter values. And you'll see that I'm passing a value of true for that last make visible parameter as well, and then the last thing I'm doing is just typing hello world into the document. But you'll see that it makes for a reasonably verbose and slightly unwieldy code because of this necessity to pass explicitly these parameter values. And if you've written Office Automation code in C Sharp, it does get fairly unwieldy. It looks much cleaner if you do that write that same code in VB.NET instead. Now, of course, with C Sharp 4 and support for optional and named parameters, we can tidy this up quite a lot. So first of all, instead of passing all these ref missing values, we can simply remove them and rely on the optional parameter support to take care of that for us. That means we can also remove this system.reflection.missing value. Now, we specifically want to set the visible parameter. So using named parameters, we can specify visible and set that to ref make visible. Now these need to be passed by reference. There's another nice, which is why we have to create an object and wrap it up in an object value. But there's another nice change actually in C Sharp 4, which isn't really related to optional and named parameters, which means you don't have to pass by reference to the to a COM API in this instance. So we can remove that as well, which just tidies things up a little bit more. Now you see that we've removed quite a big chunk of code there, and in particular those very lengthy argument lists to our method calls, which actually aren't passing anything other than a flag to say use the default value. Now hopefully, having made those changes, if we run this application, we should see the desired result. So we see hello world typed into that document. So hopefully that just gives you a simple example of the power of optional and named parameters, specifically here in the context of office automation, where you'll find it really makes that code much clearer and much nicer to write. Now, if you want to take this subject a little bit further, then there's a couple of places I would recommend you visit. The first one is the MSDN Code Gallery area for C# Futures at the top URL. And the second one is Anders Halsberg's session on C# Futures at the PDC 2008 at the second URL.